Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. Today on the 5-Minute Business Boost, we're going to talk about exit planning. So every small business owner dreams in building something enduring, serving customers, building a team and making a real difference in the community. But what happens when you're ready for the next chapter, whether you're considering retirement, a new venture, or simply feel it's time to hand over the reins? Having a clear exit plan is crucial. Yet too many small business owners put off exit planning until it's almost too late. You know, they're risking not only the value they've built, but the stability of their teams, families, local economies, etc. In Australia, as the population ages, planning for a smooth transition of leadership or ownership isn't just nice to have, it's really a big must. And it is a big deal. So let's demystify small business exit planning. And here's a bit of a roadmap to help you maximize your legacy or achieve your personal financial goals and create the smoothest possible handover. So why does exit planning matter for you and your business? So a well-prepared exit plan enables you to maximize the value that you receive for your business, protect your employees and customer relationships, and this includes stakeholders, people, minimize stress and uncertainty for everybody involved, and allows you to leave on your terms. So exit and exiting your business is not a one-size-fits-all scenario. I would like to say that, yes, this episode is a guide plan, but everybody's journey is going to be different. And your plan needs to reflect your goals, whether that's that financial independence, supporting family, or creating a lasting legacy in your community. So step number one, you need to define your exit goals and timeline. You need to start asking yourself, what do I actually want from my exit? Financial freedom, a new chapter, family succession, or, you know, just fireworks, really. You know, rose petals and swans and parade in the street. I joke, I jest, I digress. Are you aiming for a clean break or an occasional involvement? I personally like clean breaks. Occasional involvements, whether or not you're consulting or so forth, can end nastily. And what is your ideal timeline? You know, the most successful transitions start planning 3 to 5 years in advance. This timeline provides enough runway to prepare finances, manage stakeholders, and make their business as attractive as you can to potential buyers or successors. Step number two, prepare your finances. Now, people, I'm not an accountant. I'm not a financial broker. You need to make sure you've got a good accountant and or finance advisor behind you when you make these decisions and start planning. So you wouldn't sell a car without tidying it up and servicing it first. Treat your business in the exact same way. Clean up your financial records, eliminate unnecessary expenses, resolve any outstanding debts, and separate personal and business accounts. I know that's a bit tricky, especially us sole traders out there. You need to demonstrate sustainable profitability. Buyers look for consistent, transparent performance. And prepare for due diligence. Make it easy for buyers or successors to see exactly what they're getting. Step number three, you need to be able to determine your business value. So this is really understanding your business worth, and it's fundamental to this whole process. So you're going to need to get a professional evaluation. An accountant or a business broker can help you assess your market value. They might even refer you on to somebody to do it, but they will cover things like assets, goodwill, intellectual property, and the value of future profits. You know, don't rely on ballpark figures. You know, you need to have that third-party objective advice. It's a must. Online tools, there's platforms like business.gov.au which offer guides and tools to help you understand valuation methods. So you need to do your research, people. You need to have a look around and understand the terminology. Number four, you need to explore your exit options. There's more than one way to pass the baton. Here are the most common methods for small micro businesses in Victoria and indeed Australia. So, family succession. So that is encouraging and mentoring a family member as your successor. Third-party sale. So this is selling to another business, and this might be a competitor or a potential investor. Management or staff buyout. There might be some employees or key managers who have been looking to take their journey as part of the brand to that next level by ownership. There might be a merger on the horizons, and that's really about combining with another business for a shared value. Liquidation, and might be just shutting down operations and selling off the assets. A last resort, but sometimes the best option for certain circumstances. And an IPO, rare for small businesses, but worth a mention. You need to discuss each route's pros and cons with a trusted advisor before making decisions. Your business structure, ambitions, and family dynamics should drive this step. Number five, or step five, you need to strengthen your business attractiveness. So this is about, you know, washing and waxing the car, if we use the car as that methodology. So what makes your business attractive to buyers or successors? You have to show that you can grow profitability. You need to streamline your operations, boost your margins, and build reoccurring revenue if possible. You need to document key systems and relationships, reduce a reliance on yourself by documenting procedures, key supplier, and customer relationships in an all know-how. A business that runs smoothly without you is worth more and less risky. Build an independent management team. If possible, develop leaders who can step up, whether you're selling to staff or simply wanting to inspire buyer confidence. And you need to create a bit of an information memorandum. So this is a professional document summarizing your business's strengths, financials, and future potential. It helps buyers evaluate the opportunity and demonstrates professionalism. So really, in another word, you could call it a bit of a pitch deck, you know, this is our business, this is how good we are, this is what we've done, and these are some of the bits and pieces that help you as a potential buyer to make a decision. Step number six, assemble the right advisory team. You can't do this alone, people. You need to engage advisors early. So this is your accountant, your financial planner, a lawyer, and business brokers, if it's come to that, who can help navigate the complexity and protect your interests. They're going to spot pitfalls, they're going to raise red flags, they're going to negotiate on your behalf, and insurance compliance with tax and legal obligations is all tickety-taboo and all covered. Number seven, or step seven, you need to develop and communicate the transition plan. So once you've made the decision, it's vital to plan for a smooth handover. You need to create a step-by-step transition plan, you know, who is taking over what and when, and what's the communication guideline? You know, how are you going to communicate that through all levels of communication? You know, is it social announcement? Is it a letter out to stakeholders? You know where I'm going with this. You need to inform employees, customers, and suppliers. That transparency is going to reduce fear and rumour, because you know what the rumour mill's like, people, especially in regional areas. You know what it's like, those little Chinese whispers that are happening in the corner and people talking about things and, you know, getting it blown out of all proportion. Because at the end of the day, your loyal relationships, especially stakeholders, deserve respect and hearing from you straight from the horse's mouth. Preserve culture and reputation. A thoughtful exit shows that you care about the long-term well-being of your business and its people. Step number eight, life after exit. Planning your next chapter. So don't underestimate the emotional side of leaving your business, especially if it's been central to your life for years. Plan time to decompress. pursue a passion, volunteer, or even launch a new venture if the entrepreneurial bug bites again. There is nothing worse, and I have seen it happen time and time again, where somebody says, I'm going to finish up at the end of this month, the new business takes over, and the old owner is in the background, you know, oh, I wouldn't have done it that way, and oh, they're doing it wrong, and all these things, and throwing mud at the new business. You need to take yourself out of the picture as the business owner. Go on a freaking holiday, people. Move to another state. Go and see family. Go and do something else. Unfollow their socials. Don't look up the website. It's not your business anymore. I know you've poured your heart and your soul in it, but you've got to cut that cord and walk away and don't look back. Common pitfalls to avoid: leaving the planning too late. Last minute exits often mean lower sale prices or fewer options. Not resolving legal financial issues. Problems discovered during due diligence can scare off buyers or reduce value dramatically. Failing to prepare successors. An unprepared next generation or management team makes for a rocky transition. And keeping that plan secret until the last minute. This can erode trust and can spark fear or resistance among staff and stakeholders. And, you know, those rumour mills, they'll be gearing up. So in finishing up this episode, exit planning is just not a financial exercise. It's about legacy, relationships, stakeholders and peace of mind. The sooner you start, the more options you're going to have, the better the outcomes for you, your loved ones, and your business community. And if you're thinking about your exit, whether now or someday, start by having the conversation with your advisors and your family or trusted mentor. Your future self and your business will thank you for the head start. I'm going to leave a list of resources in the show notes, but, you know, business.gov.au, you really can't go too far past that. And the same with business.vic.gov.au, you know, and check out the ATO, do all of those due diligences, and good luck on planning your next chapter of life. Until next time, cheerio.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsy, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.